Tony, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
It's a pleasure, Ruby.
The pleasure's all mine. Now, is this like an unusually speedy turnaround for testing and producing a vaccine?
Oh, my heavens. The ones I've been involved in have taken 4 years. So these trials of COVID-19 vaccines have been designed to last for a year, but in fact they haven't even lasted that long, in that as soon as sufficient people have been immunized and get disease, we can then choose whether in fact they've been protected by the vaccine or not, by comparing those who've received placebo and those who've received the vaccine. And so this is really only about 6 months after the start of the trials. Never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, it's quite rare. So what results do you expect we'll see in the UK then?
Well, I think it's obviously a crisis in the UK. It's a crisis in also in the USA, Brazil, Russia, India, many countries, Europe, around the world. And so this is driving those countries faster than perhaps Australia, where we've been able to control the spread of the virus so well. So we've got a little bit more time than they have. We've also got summer and they've got winter. And crowding indoors is, of course, a major cause of spread of the virus. So one can understand the anxiety of both the English and also the Americans to get on with this. And the Americans will be assessing both these vaccines in the next couple of days and next week. So we may see them licensed as well as what's called an emergency use authorization. And what we will see, I think, is careful studies after the vaccine's been released to look very carefully and make sure that all of the good signals we've seen in these early trials are maintained during the rollout. And it's going to be particularly interesting in the aging, because they're the people who traditionally don't respond well to vaccines.
Yeah, right. So how soon do you think we can expect to see the vaccine in other countries then?
Well, as I said, my expectation is the USA may well authorize these two vaccines within the next week. Russia has rolled out its vaccine a little prematurely, perhaps, because they haven't had the same number of cases to check as the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines have. And also China is rolling out, and I understand the shipment of a vaccine has arrived in Indonesia, which is good news for Indonesia, because they really do need it. So I think we'll see that this is the start of a worldwide rollout, and there'll be huge pressure on the vaccine companies to produce sufficient doses, given that these are usually two-dose vaccines.
Right. So, I mean, considering Australia is part of the Commonwealth, how advantageous do you think it might be with the UK having access to this Pfizer vaccine first?
Well, we've got access to 10 million doses. That's what we've actually pre-purchased. And, of course, we have a manufacturing facility in CSL who are going to produce the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, which appears in the first round of testing not to be quite as effective as the other two, but still, if we'd been offered a 70% efficacy at the start, we'd probably take that. So it'll be interesting, I think, to see just how things roll out in the UK. I would imagine we'll also hear the results of the AstraZeneca trials in more detail soon. None of these have been published, I might emphasise. And once we get those results, though, presumably we'll also be applying for an emergency use authorisation. That'll be rolled out in Britain. We'll get to see what it's like before the vaccines are deployed in Australia. And currently the government has said March next year, which would be good before winter comes on.
Absolutely. So how soon do you think after the release of these vaccines would we be able to return to life as we knew it before COVID? I mean, will we ever? Do you think that we'll have a normal or just a COVID normal?
Yes, I think people have got to be aware these aren't magic bullets. We don't know how long vaccine efficacy will last. We can get around that just simply more doses. But we also don't know whether the vaccines will prevent spread. The trials have been aimed at preventing disease, and this is a very spreadable virus. My guess is it will reduce spread, but it may not completely prevent. And if that's the case, and particularly if we don't get upwards of 90% efficacy in the aging, and I've said that they're the people most difficult to protect, then it'll still be incumbent upon us to display social distancing, I think, in the future. Vaccines may not be a magic bullet, and we may need to continue doing at least some of the things we're doing right now. Hopefully, the social distancing habits that we've got into may serve us well, and we can continue to use those plus the vaccine to keep our economy going.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great to chat about this.
Pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine.